This story concerns, in British Columbia, an outbreak of 26 confirmed cases of measles. But what's really peculiar about this story is that they're saying 14 of the 26 cases were among people who had been immunized against measles. What's going on?
No, actually, the 14 were not immunized. So there are 14 that were not immunized, and 12 had an unknown vaccination history.
Oh, okay.
Where the 12 may have had one shot of measles instead of the required two. And what happens is that they have either an ineffective immune response because of having only one shot, or a weakened response. That is, they respond to it, so the disease isn't as severe, but it doesn't completely stop them from developing the disease.
So for measles, you get a first shot and then a
second one.
Shot.
And usually a long time ago, it was only one shot. And now what is done is that infants, in fact, are given a shot at 12 months of age and a booster shot at 18 months of age. It used to be at 1 year old and 4 years old, and that was changed a few years ago. And for people that are in their 20s or 30s or older, they tended to get only one shot. And for those born before 1956 or so, may have been exposed to measles in the past and are assumed to have been immune to the disease having developed it. But what is disconcerting about this is, and what is illustrative about this, is how virulent the disease is. I mean, here you have a whole family that was not vaccinated contracting the disease within a week or so. And in a hospital, they have found that there has been some spread of the disease itself from a hospital room from one person who had the measles. And they don't know, with all the prevention that's been done to try and prevent the spread, they are unclear how the virus got out and affected 250 people exposed, but that none of them developing the disease, assuming that most of them had been vaccinated. And so this is what is serious about this kind of disease. It is still out there. This has been brought in, a couple of the strains have been brought in from out of country, but the other ones, there hasn't been any link at all to anybody coming from out of country. So the virus still is around, and we don't see it very much because most people are vaccinated, but those that are not vaccinated are ultimately still at risk. And if you have your general population having less numbers vaccinated, those people become more and more likely to contract the disease. And so it simply illustrates again that childhood illnesses are gone for the most part because we are vaccinating. And in case of measles, what is important to remember, it's a neurological disease, 1 in 1,000 that get infected, have inflammation of the brain called encephalitis, which can lead to brain damage, mental disability, deafness, convulsions, and 1 in 3,000 people die of the disease. If there was any other disease that was out there that was causing this, people would be in an uproar. But for some reason, these kind of diseases become ho-hum. You don't see them very much. And as a result, people assume that even if they don't get vaccinated, they're relatively safe.